This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Kings and Convicts, Ravinia Brewing, Maplewood, and remind you to get your tickets for Uppers and Downers. It's just a couple weeks away. All that and more on this week's episode.
Dude, these last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And it's sunny and warm, and I'm loving it.
Dude, it's starting to feel a lot like spring. Springs me joy, man. I don't have to wear that stupid-ass bubble coat anymore.
Right. And we can drink non-pastry stouts.
Yes. We are. We got ourselves a Hefeweizen, Brad. Right.
Kings and Convicts, Stew's Brew, Hefeweizen, where a portion goes to for brain cancer. So
right on. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, brewed in honor of Dr. Stuart Goldman, who dedicated his life to caring for kids with brain tumors. That's actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a very light Hefeweizen.
Yeah, it's a Hef. It's a little light on the palate and visually, too.
Yeah, yours is a little cloudier, but I didn't pour all mine out, so maybe I got, some goodies.
All the creaminess at the bottom.
Yeah, because usually you think Hefeweizen's more
like the original haze, man.
Yeah, like more of a Allagash white kind of realm a little bit.
Yeah,
but yeah. This one feels more like a pale or just an ale, even.
So you were up in where is this, Highwood, Illinois?
Yeah. So I guess that goes right into what was going on this week. I picked up these cans from Kings and Convicts in Highwood, Illinois.
Kings and Convicts. That's a serious name right there, but
yeah, it's a pretty good name. I was looking for another spot to check out that wasn't in the brewing districts.
Yeah.
And right. The Kings and Convicts and Ravinia, we'll dive into that in a second, are only about 30 minutes from the city. Where everywhere else we talk about, it's about an hour work for. So if you go out, it takes like 5 days to get out to Brickstone. But Kings and Convicts and Ravinia, they're literally right off the train. Like you could get off the train and walk into either one of those spots. Okay. But I ended up driving, super easy drive. Kings and Convicts, it's right there on the train tracks, lots of parking if you're there on the weekends. And I go in, and there's a dog there. Not just a dog, but like a dog and its owner, so it's a dog-friendly place.
Dog-friendly. You like dogs.
Some guy came in on his bike, got a beer, stood outside, chugged it, and then he left.
And then rolled out.
Yeah.
Huh. Highwood, Illinois, man.
Yeah, I ended up getting a couple of their beers. One of them was the Dolce Pale Ale and one of their other IPAs. But I got two light beers because I was driving and I was by myself, so didn't want to go crazy.
Right.
But have you ever been to Kings and Convicts?
I have not. Seen the name, and I believe in the book. Mm-hmm. But no, I've never been. Yeah. I think the name Highwood sounds familiar. I feel like you said, on your way up to see a concert. It sounded familiar.
Yeah, it's one of the stops, one of the metro stops.
Captain Freelove,
that's what I was drinking, yeah. Yeah, both the beers were pretty light. I love the name, love the logo, I love this can design. Yeah. It says on here it's done by, Arcade Box Creative.
Yeah, it's a very fun, cartoony, nature landscape. Mm-hmm. There's, just images of, mountains and fishing poles and, the good life, man. Outdoors life. Mm-hmm. Rain boots. Purple rain boots. I'd wear purple rain boots if I was wearing rain boots.
Myself. Yeah. I don't even own rain boots. I barely even own boots. but I saw on the wall in there, they had a picture of future location that they were building.
Really?
And it's a giant facility.
Hmm. Now, how does this place look small? How big is the current space?
You can fit like 20 people in there.
Oh, wow.
And then like outdoors area. Maybe 30 at the most. But yeah, it's pretty, it's not that big.
So they're priming for the Highwood takeover.
Mm-hmm. But their current brewery is like right next door. Like when you roll up, you can kind of peek in the window and see where all the magic's happening.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know much about the new location or what's happening with that. I don't think it was in Highwood. I believe it was in another town, but it was like right off the expressway and you'll be able to see it. And I don't know, it looked glorious. So I ended up having a couple beers there, Kings and Convicts. I'm definitely going to hit that up again because it's right off the train and it's just a 5-minute drive from Ravinia Brewing.
Right on. One more note about Kings and Convicts. Arcade Box Creative looks like the crew that designed this sweet can we're looking at.
Yeah. So I did Kings and Convicts first because they didn't have food. They have that menu thing where you can order from wherever and they'll bring it to you.
Yeah, that sweet app we were talking to Zola about.
Right.
Yeah.
But Ravinia, I knew, had tacos.
Tacos and beer.
I'll go get beer first, and then I'll make my way to Ravinia and get some food and some more beer. So that's what I did.
Man. Got you a little Lake County two-step going.
I know,
man.
Yeah. That was the way to do it. Like, those two spots are right next to each other, and being able to take the train, like, that's going to be big over the summer.
Yeah, you're killing it, man, because if you're downtown, man, you know, you can get off on that train line. Mm-hmm. You can get off at Malt Row from downtown. You know, you can get off in Evanston.
That's true.
From that same train. And then, like you said, just past Evanston, boom, now you're at these other two stops, you know. And all the way up to Lake Bluff, there's a brewery up there.
Oh, 1090, right?
Glenwood, that's Glenview.
Oh, Glenview.
Different line, but yeah, same direction.
1090 was in Lake Bluff at one point, weren't they?
No, 1090 was in Glenview, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both those trains go to Lake Forest.
Okay. Yeah. But then Ravinia Brewing, I went in there. I think they had a band playing that night. I left before the band started, but the place was packed.
Yeah, they got a cool space. That's the only place I've been.
Yeah, also small, too.
Yes.
I grabbed a seat at the bar. I ordered up one of the beers that was in cans that I hadn't had before. So I went with that. And then I ordered up some tacos.
All right.
It was a good time. their tacos are flour tortilla tacos, but they're real thick. They're almost like bread or even like buns. Like they're very thick tortillas, which was pretty tasty.
Right on.
It's tough to say, like, if I'm going Suburban Tacos, am I going Sound Growler or Ravinia?
That was
going
to be my question. Where do you rank it compared to the Sound Growler? That's the other taco and beer joint.
The tortillas made it at Ravinia. Okay. Like, I think it made it just a more pleasurable taco. You could eat more of the Sound Growler tacos because it's just your normal, like, thin corn tortilla.
Yeah.
But when you're drinking, you kind of want something a little more substantial in there. So right. I'm going Ravinia tacos over Sound Growler.
There we go. Head to head.
Yeah, good spot. Like, it seems like lots of locals. I overheard people talking like, oh, yeah, I just moved in down the street and, oh, blah, 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 da, da, da. Did you see the Ravinia schedule? And like, just,
dude,
yeah.
Who's it? Well, I'm going to see probably Queen Latifah and Common for sure. But yeah, you're probably going to see Kesha, I'm guessing.
yeah.
But the Ravinia schedule is out. Yeah.
I've never gone to a Ravinia concert. No. That was my first time even stepping foot in Ravinia.
Yeah, I think Lionel Richie's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, Lionel Richie's we saw him out in Tinley Park, one of the best shows.
Oh,
you know,
damn.
Every song. He's like, we're going to play the history 3 hours. Y'all cool with that? And he just goes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
It's really good.
Nice. All right. Well, I don't know. Both those stops, pretty awesome. I would go back to either one in an instant.
Right on.
Like, I think Ravinia is, I'm more inclined to go there again just because of the food, like, too. It's kind of like, oh, the beer's good. Kings and Convicts, the beer's good, but I gotta eat. If I'm driving that far, I like to also go somewhere that I can get food.
Right on.
So, yeah.
It's cool that there's more than one option. I'm more enticed to go that way if there's things instead of just the one, right?
Right, because that's always hard. Like, even, I know I said the other weekend when I went to Workforce, Metal Monkey's around the corner, but I didn't end up going to it. But having two stops you can hit up, even if you're just getting one or two beers at each one, just be like, okay, let's see what what's happening in this little 5 mile stretch.
Yeah. I like these little pockets. Mm-hmm. This little pocket of Lake County.
Right.
It's got a nice little brewing scene that people are supporting. Very cool stuff. Mm-hmm.
I should have went to Workforce this past weekend because Teardrop, the coffee place, they were celebrating their anniversary. Mm. I messed up. I should have switched my brewery trips. But
there's a ton of roasters around, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's more roasters than you think around here, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the ABV Chicago guys, they were having an anniversary party for, like, one of their podcasts. I ended up missing it, but it was at this coffee roaster that I had never heard of, like, right in Wicker Park.
Oh,
like,
shit, okay. Huh.
Tons of roasters, like Teardrop. Like, it seems like I'm always hearing about new roasters around mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, there's lots of little small ones, too. So. Awesome. Well, and I think the Ravinia guys were finally glad I made it out there.
Yeah, man. Got some nice shots up there. Shout out to the Ravinia boys or whoever's running the Twitter over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's cool, man.
Cool. We'll have to have them on and find out more about the story now that we've both had the food, both made it there. We'll have to get the story.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we got enough for it. We got enough content now.
So yeah.
Just go feature Ravinia post.
Cool. So that was my trip. Did you hit up anything?
Yeah, yes and no. Okay. Shout out to Maplewood. You know, I did a lot of driving this weekend. Went in there and got a really nice crawler from them. Didn't stay, though. Man, they were banging Kendrick loud in Maplewood. It was fun.
They take the music and they go... We don't even want to hear you talking.
It was slapping. It was cool, man.
Then you got your Guinness on, right?
Yeah, St. Patty's Day, man. Yeah, so for me, it was Guinness Drought out the can and shots of Jameson.
Nice.
Yeah, no green beer.
Okay.
Yeah, none of that. None of those weird concoctions.
I didn't even have any Guinness.
No?
But I'm going to Ireland next week, so I will be drinking.
That's
going to
be good.
I didn't want to spoil it. Like
shoulders back and look to the horizon and take your first sip. That's how they say
that's how you do it.
That's how you drink a Guinness, okay. They say.
My first thing on what would be Saturday morning.
Man, that's gonna be good.
Let's go.
The Emerald Isle. You're leaving, man.
I know.
Damn. It's gonna be
good. I'll take some shots, put them up, get some Guinness shout outs going.
Right on. Yeah, I think that's all I did on the holiday side. Goose had that Shamrock Shake Stout. I kind of missed that. I was very curious. It was mint and chocolate.
Oh, the BCS Shamrock?
Yeah, BCS Shamrock. Yeah, kind of missed that. They put out a green beer at Clybemore, too.
They did. Uh-oh.
Green beer with glitter.
Oh.
Oldest brewery in town, hitting you with the green beer and glitter. So there's that. Oh, but I ended up at Logan Theater mm-hmm. for a wine event, man. Yeah.
Like wine, you were whining or wine?
No, man. They had, so it was Cooper's Hawk. This guy, Chef Tyler Florence, who's on the Food Network. Apparently, he's been on the Food Network for like 23 years. Hmm. We watched a show called The Best Thing I Ever Ate, and I noticed his face from there, right? But he's got two restaurants in San Francisco, and he's got a movie about the San Francisco fires.
Oh, cool.
Right? Not San Francisco fires, but the California wildfires. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, California wildfires. So that's where we went. And then his partner for the event was Cooper's Hawk.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just like an hour documentary on that.
Oh, neat.
Right. Dude, the Logan Theater has like 8 local drafts, which is cool. And it's been open since 1915, but they revamped it in 2010. So it's got a really cool like vintage Art Deco thing going that looks almost brand new.
Oh,
okay. Right. So that's where we were for this thing. Yeah, I wanted to see the story about the fire because it's like, you know, it always reminds you of the Great Chicago Fire, right?
Yeah.
And like you hear something like that, like it's the worst, you know, it's this beloved wine region. And like, you know, 2017 was the worst fire ever, only to be followed by the 2018 fire.
Right. So 2019,
oh, shit.
Better step yeah, up, you better, right? Just
buckle down, right? Buckle down. But yeah, man, because you know, the Great Chicago Fire, man, like, that's how the legend of Schlitz kind of was born, right? Because, like, all of our breweries, damn near all of our breweries burned down, right? This fire ran from, like, Roosevelt all the way up to, like, you know, Fullerton, right? So imagine, like, a fire running from, like, Soldier Field basically to, like, Delilah's.
Right.
Right? Like, the whole city burned up, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Schlitz is like, hey, I'm going to come down. I heard you guys ain't got no breweries. That's fucked up. You know, do you want some beer? And then, boom, he starts to slowly buy all these taverns, you know, the tide houses, right? And then he ends up being like the largest landowner in the city behind a Catholic church. Oh. Right? And that's how, you know, Chicago kind of became like, you know, like one of
Slitch Town.
Slitch Town. You know, all after this fire. It was very interesting, you know. Hmm. Yeah. So so that's where I hung out there.
So Slitz is buying up wineries now.
I wonder. So I'm talking to this guy, Tyler Florence, and, you know, we're drinking these wines. And Cooper's Hawk, apparently, they're a winery that has, like, a bunch of locations in Chicago burbs.
Yeah, they're kind of like the rock bottom of wine.
Something like that.
That's the best way to describe them, like they are.
Yeah.
They're not your red tail. Or yellowtail wines.
Right.
But they're not your, like, I don't know, a high-end wine. They're not your half acres. They're your rock bottoms. They're your Emmetts.
That's comparable. Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. Yeah. So it's cool. So apparently they, all the grapes come in, and then at the central location here in Chicago, a distribution center where they do all the fermentation, and then they push it out to all their different stores.
Right.
Yeah. So, a little wine adventure, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. Some of, Sophie is a wine barrel aged saison. And sometimes, you know, I was out at Altar, and, you know, they use King's Blood. Their beer that took back-to-back FOBAT medals is aged in wine barrels. Sometimes worlds of beer and wine cross. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and your beer nerds or beer fans should enjoy like this natural wine trend that's picking up, where you can get more of that like funky, even Brettanomyces kind of things in the wine that you wouldn't have gotten in your wines that are like mass produced or from previous days.
That's so true. Like, yeah, a little more layered, mm-hmm. a little more nuanced. Yeah, some sour ales are reminiscent of that wine characteristics. You know, yeah. these worlds kind of touch every once in a while.
So. Sure.
Yeah, so I went to, that's all I did, man. I went to go check out Cooper's Hawk and Chef Tyler Florence.
Nice, sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that was our past week. What's coming up this week? What people got to make it out to?
Shout out to the Beer Temple, man. They're doing something called Return of the Pastry King. So they had a Pastry Boys event where they invited Microphone, Mars, and Una Knee out for a battle, and there was a popular vote. So Mars won the pastry beer battle. And now they're making the beer that they won with.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they're doing a bottle release, and they're gonna have it on tap tonight. It's like a Thai banana stout.
Was that the? I saw you post on Twitter. Was that the beer you were drinking? You had a Microphone beer.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't you. Wasn't me. Oh, it was on
on CBG's IG.
CBG, yeah. Yeah. Or on their Insta or on Twitter.
On CBG's IG. Yeah. Because Microphone just opened. They bought the spot next door.
Oh. Okay.
So they call it the Blue Room. And they've got like a full expansion that kind of doubles their space now.
Nice, okay.
I'd like to go to Microphone, but then we got the thing where it's like, all right, I'm at Microphone. Where do I go next?
Yeah, I usually get my car washed.
Yeah,
it's like that. See? Nice car wash right there.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind. Like, I'd like to check out Microphone, but no, I haven't been in forever, man.
No,
I had
a
work thing up there, and I went that day. That was like a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Also, cheers to the Beer Temple. I think the big event this weekend is probably Barrel Aged Dino S'mores. Oh. Barrel Aged Dino S'mores release at Off Color. They're doing four packs, pretty little 250 milliliter bottles. Okay. You know, 11 a.m. That's a ticketed event. But any bottles they don't sell in the pre-sale, you can pick up at 5 p.m. Starting at 5 p.m., you can buy bottles going on sale to the public.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's the main thing going on this weekend.
So two events. Check out. There's also Uppers and Downers. We got 2 weeks till that.
2 weeks till Uppers and Downers. Uppers and Downers is, March 30th,
mm-hmm.
Saturday. There's two sessions, 1:11, 1:4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have Michael Kaiser on the next episode of the podcast.
Yeah, man.
So
that'll be good. We'll dive into that pretty deep.
Yeah, so learn a little more about, like, what to expect from this year.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of the history.
Yeah.
We'll get up, we'll get down.
You know, for sure. And then, of course, Beer Under Glass, the 10th anniversary.
Oh.
Beer Under Glass. Tickets went on sale this week.
Is it the 10th Illinois Craft Beer Week, too, or Chicago
it's
Craft
It's got to be, right?
Or is it just the 10th Beer Under Glass?
Because that was always the opening ceremony. So this has got to be Bug 10 equals Craft Beer Week 10.
Does
it? Fuck,
was man. Bug before Craft Beer Week?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Which came first?
Yeah. That's, you know, Beer Under Glass is... I don't know. FOBAB's good. I think Bug might be the best event in the city. Well, now you got, what's that half-acre one?
Far and Away.
It's got some competition. Far and Away was fantastic. Yeah. Bug, traditionally, though, has always been my favorite event in the city.
And Bug's better, or Bug's good when the weather is good. It can be hit or miss. It is, like, what, May?
Yeah, and then this year they moved it away from Dark Lord Day. So I think it's, like, a week before Dark Lord Day this year. Last year, they went head up with Dark Lord Day.
Okay.
So now you're looking around, you're like, well, fuck, Moore has a bottle release the same day as Bug, and then the next day is Dark Lord Day.
I think Microphone had a bottle release, or didn't they have Small Popper?
Pale Popper,
yeah.
Or now it's like smells like a beer fest.
Oh, yeah.
So what they do is, yeah, you're right, because like Pale Popper, which is now smells like a beer fest, was on the original Dark Lord Day date, which was always the last Saturday in April. So when Dark Lord Day moved to, like, what, Mother's Day weekend, the Smells Like a Beer Fest, they kept that April date.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it started as an alternative to Dark Lord. You're right. All the right. Pale Popper Day. Yeah. Oh, so Bug tickets are on sale. That's a $60 general admission, 80 VIP. It's worth it for the 80.
Get VIP. Yeah. The reason we'd recommend getting VIP is, like, this has become a problem with beer fest is you wait in line an hour.
You might be in line for a good hour
just to get into the place. So.
We're not even fucking around. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Yeah.
Right.
Like, so, if you got a general admission ticket.
Yeah. Nobody serving at Bug runs out of beer like that. Yeah. I've never, ever seen that happen. Have you?
No. And they're bringing, like, you know, everyone's there. Like, there's over 100 Illinois breweries there.
Right. It takes you the whole night to go around once,
yeah,
and then you have to decide, do I go all the way back to the other side, or do I drink here? That's how your night's going to go. So get there an hour early so you can kind of roll through some of these a little quicker and get to maybe the ones that you wanted to have, if it's more, Microphone, Alarmist, Kings and Comics, anyone. Right. Just get those first, and then, because you can only go around once. Like, it's just... It's big.
That's true. Big celebration of Chicago, you know, outdoors at a, what is it? It's on the National Register for Historic Places. Mm-hmm. Very cool indoor-outdoor scene. I don't have to sell Bug. Bug is what it is. Yeah.
And it's Friday now when it used to be Thursday.
Yeah.
Right?
It was Friday this year.
And it was Friday last year because no one wants to go to Garfield Park on a Thursday night.
And then, like, it's the only time you go to Garfield Park, like, on the annual schedule of things, right? There's nothing else that really goes down over there.
Right.
Yeah. So, beer in the glasses here. That means it's almost
Summer.
Season,
almost summer.
Yeah.
It's more important. It. Festival season. I just needed to not have a jacket for once.
Tell me about it, dude. I'm so fucking depressed, man.
Yeah.
I was doing some work the other day. I'm like, man, I'm sad, man. It's cold all the time. They're like, there's a term for that. I'm like, whatever that term is, that's what I'm going through. Like, I just want some sunshine, man. I just want to chill at the beach.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to Ireland, so there's no sun shining there.
You'd be on vacay, though.
Yeah, but still.
It's very scenic, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still going to be cold and jackets. And.
Oh, yeah, it's probably not going to be warm.
No. Yeah. All right. So those are all the events?
Yeah, that's what we got. So. Yeah.
All right. What about some beer news? I know we touched on this breaking story of Phase 3.
Phase 3, yeah. And then, you know, there's a podcast I had never listened to before, but I was going to say Smoking Joe's. It's not Smoking Joe's. It's Average Joe's.
Okay, yeah.
Average Joe's got this beer podcast, and those guys happened to be on it the same day the announcement came out. So I'm listening, and I'm picking up. And that's a really good interview, if anybody hadn't heard it. Oh, but yeah, man, it sounds like the GM and the graphic designer and the head brewer all split.
Woo. Mass exodus.
Yeah, apparently the guys who own Moore also own a liquor store in Villa Park, like Ardmore Liquors or something. And there was this thing about expansion that they wanted to do to 3 locations and maybe even nationwide. And I don't think it was like, and everyone clearly didn't agree on that. So they're all like, fuck that, we're out of here.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
It was pretty interesting, man. Oh, but what was cool is, like, it sounds like their debut beer. Well, first of all, they're going to be all prop brewing up in Lake Zurich.
Okay.
At Lake Zurich Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was one of the stops I hit with Chris Jacobson of Chicago Hardcore Craft Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, far in Northburg. Yeah. Oh, but then they're going to package now, so none of that standing in line for 4 hours for his stuff. They're going to focus on packaging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but they're making their debut beer at a J.W. Wakefield event down in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently there's a party down there for a DFPF. It's a double fruit, passion fruit. It's a Berliner Weiss, 7% Berliner Weiss. They have a full-on party for this beer release. And one of the beers that you can buy is going to be a phase three J.W. Wakefield collab called Miami Rainbows.
So the event is not for phase three. No. They just happen to be debuting there. Okay, I was like, why are they having an event in Miami? Who cares about them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Miami Rainbows. And this is one of the beers. It sounds like it's a Neapolitan Imperial Stout, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. This sounds just like the Double Rainbows that they released for Illinois Craft Beer Week last year.
Okay.
Because, you know, they had you come out all weekend long for three beers, one on each day. And that was one of the beers. A lot of people say that was the best one. Yeah. I don't remember. That was a long weekend.
So I have, like, a lot of questions. So do you think they're just going to do what they were doing at Moore? And is Moore going to – are they going to be like, screw you, you got to figure out something else?
But, you know, another takeaway from that piece was, like, he's got 65 barrels of beer resting at Moore.
Yeah, yeah, but that's Moore's beer.
It's Moore's beer, yeah. I mean, so Moore's going to be okay, it sounds like, for at least, you know, however long they want.
Moore's just going to go three locations. They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, and then they poached the head brewer from Corridor.
Yeah, and then Corridor's got a new dude, too.
Which is funny, man, because, you know, when Maplewood was looking for a brewer, they poached a brewer from Corridor.
Right.
Corridor's always getting their brewers took, man.
Is Moore going to go down the haze? Because they were like,
I think that was the other half of their stuff, right? These the Henna releases and then big.
Moore did haze.
They did a lot of haze. They did a lot of 4-pack haze. Yeah, and some big fruity Berliner Weiss stuff.
I've only ever had I don't think I've ever had a Moore beer because I never wanted to wait in line.
It's a pain in the ass
at the festivals. Even the fests are like a long line, so I'm like, nah.
Yeah, like I can remember clearly, like it was drizzling a little bit at Beer in the Glass. And it's the VIP hour, and oh, look, there's a line at Moore, and there's a line at Microphone.
Yeah.
So then I just went to Alarmist. Yeah.
There's a line. Look at that gold medal haze.
There's a line in the VIP. Like, there's literally, like, 80 people here in the line. But, you know, that's how people are. Because remember at Far and Away, it was kind of the same thing. Like, you could walk right up and get a perennial beer.
Right.
Because everyone's waiting in line for, like, fucking, I don't know.
Even Side Project, yeah.
Yeah, you know, or that crazy crew from the other half.
Right.
Rice Krispie Treats and that kind of thing. People like waiting in lines. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Guess what? You're at a fest. You're not going to remember that beer. In 1 hour, you're not going to remember that one beer. Yeah. Yikes.
So it sounds like he's getting out the gate in a big way with he's debuting at a fest in Miami. I really like a fest that sounds like people are excited for. I've never had any J.W. Wakefield stuff, but they sound very similar to what they just sound like big hazies, big pastry stouts. That's what it sounds from a distance. That sounds like that's kind of their thing down there.
Yeah. No, that sounds cool. I feel like it's weird debuting in Miami for this event. You're a new brewery. Is the Miami scene following what you're doing?
I think it's all about the hype, you know?
Right, but why are you going to sell your beer in Miami too?
It's a collab, yeah.
No, like down the line? Like, why?
Oh, why do that versus doing something
here
where this is your ground zero kind of home market?
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
Just seems, yeah.
So, yeah, those are some cool takeaways from listening to that. That was a good listen.
Nice.
Yeah, I never really listened to that show before. I had, like, kind of casually heard about it. And then when we talked about it, I'm like, oh, shit, there's an interview about this right now when it just got announced.
Let
me tune in. So that's a good get for him. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen it pop up before. I'll include a link here. We'll post it on our Facebook page. Yeah.
If you're Moore, why are you doing three locations and going nationwide and then not really getting the sign off of the dude who's really getting it popping for you if you're Moore, right? The brewmaster's really the draw here if you're Moore, right? The brewmaster and apparently the graphic designer is his wife. and they met at in Schaumburg Ram. So how is this a thing?
Yeah, I guess they're right. As the beer drinker, the brewer is the get, but as the owner, that's the brand, right? People are still gonna like less people are gonna know that he's not there than know like, oh, Moore's popular, right?
I see what you're saying. Like once it's popular, it's popular.
Right.
And that's more important than who got it.
No one cares. As long as it stays good, doesn't matter, right? It's now the brand's big.
The brand is strong. Mm-hmm. I went out there once for a $28 bottle of beer. I mean it was good.
Yeah.
Was it $28 and you know, 2 hours on the train good? Perhaps.
That was gonna be my stop this past weekend, but I went to Ravinia instead. I was like, oh, more to do that? Try some of those beers before they're gone. Yeah. I didn't. Another time.
Yeah. That was a good call, though. You introduced us to something new going up north, though.
Right. So. Cool. Right. Any other news? Or are we done?
That's it for news, man.
All right. We're out of here. Done with this episode. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosia.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we're always posting sexy beer photos.
Sexy as fuck.
Mm-hmm. So check that out. Give us a follow. Hit some likes on those photos. And then website chicagobeerpass.com. Everything gets posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And we'll be back our next episode with Michael Kaiser talking about uppers and downers. Yeah. Take care.
Cheers.